Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP. Want to do weight loss? Structure, accountability, results, a standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, we're joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by the President of Baseball Operations and General Manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo, as we go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, Unexpectedly Different. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
Apparently, Jason sent you a text early this morning
warning
you that we'd ask you some tough questions.
Yeah, I woke you up, didn't
early
I?
Early this morning, by the way.
Yeah, but for a 2 o'clock game, you're usually up pretty early anyway.
True. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Well, there's no problem whatsoever.
But see, the thing is, you know, when you guys are playing this bad, it's awkward for us because, you know, we're friends and we want to talk positive about the team and ask you positive things. You
right.
know?
It's making our lives difficult, Mike.
We want to talk about how Adam Eaton's killing it, but we can't because, you know, the pressing issues are negative, and so we're kind of put in a bad spot. So we got to ask you the toughies.
Hey, you guys got a job to do just like we do. I get it, hey, the negative comes with the positive, and we've had plenty of positive stuff to talk about. But yeah, we've got to figure these things out, and we're all big boys in this game, I've been through this many, many times. This is my 37th year of doing this stuff, so right. we've got questions to answer, and you'll get always honest and non-filtered answers from me, and that's how this thing goes.
All right, Mike, you know some of your pitchers have been struggling. Tanner's pitching today, and Tanner has been struggling. How much rope does he have? If he continues to pitch as he has the last month or two, will he continue to be a starter in the rest of August and September?
How short's the leash?
You know, I think the leash is a little bit longer for starters because of the injury situation we have with our depth in the starting pitching of the organization. You know, when you look at Eric Fetty is on the DL, who would be our replacement for any one of our starters. So, you know, I always go by, you know, he's a healthy pitcher with a great track record. You've got a guy who's won, you know, 15 and 16 games in the big leagues as recently as 2 years ago. We got to trust these guys. I mean, these are, you know, you have to dance with who brung you. And these guys have performed well for us in the past. And we're counting on them to dig us out of this hole and get us where we're trying to go. It's hard to replace two and three starters, during the season when you're counting on them to be your guys going into the season. And I just think we have to trust that the Tanner Roark and the Gio Gonzalez and the Jeremy Hellickson are going to be the guys that have performed well in the past, and that we think they're going to perform well when it's all said and done. So that's really a long-winded answer to a pretty succinct question.
No, no doubt. And we're not asking you to say anything bad about the guys. We know that you would never do that. But let me ask you this. Do you think on August 1st that there will be another, not a starting pitcher that's already a part of the organization, do you think there'll be another starting pitcher in your rotation that's not, you know, that's with another team currently?
The trade deadline question about adding a starting pitcher, you know, it's not a new question to us. I give the same answer I always give is that we're going to do what we have to do to benefit the team and to improve the team going forward for 18 and beyond. If there's a deal out there, we've never been afraid to pull the trigger and make a deal. But as far as the trade market goes, you have to find a deal with a pitcher that's an upgrade to what you've got. And I think the trade market is a fairly starting pitching trade market is a fairly lean market this year. And at this point in time, we haven't come across a guy that's going to be a big upgrade for us where you're going to have to give away minor league talent to acquire him. And it's going to take you and move the needle and take you in a different direction than the pitchers that we know, and we know their track record and their performance record in the past.
All right, Mike, this is a tough question. I don't know if you have the answer for this. But so Cakes had a stat that since the wild card has been implemented. I think a team that's been more than six games back hasn't made the playoffs.
Since August 1st.
Since August 1st, right, something like that. So we're getting dangerously close to that. Is that relevant to you at all? I just can't. Here's always been my defense, is that I can't see you August 1st thrown in the cards and like really being like a real seller. Just knowing what a competitor you are, I just can't see that. But is there a scenario where, let's say they lose the next two or three or so, you're eight, nine games back, it hadn't happened in years, would you realistically be a seller and look to the future?
Well, I think you have to look at everything in a focus that you have to do what's best for the ball club long term. If you're better off, if you have to evaluate this thing realistically and right. and see what see how your team is playing, see where you're going, see what the with the health of the team is and how they're progressing and that type of thing. But you know, in that same vein, you know, I look at the recent division winners that have dug themselves out of big holes like we're in right now at this time of the year. You know, the 2017 Cubs were two games under 500 after the trade deadline, after the All-Star break, I'm sorry, at 5.5 games back. The Dodgers in 16 were 6.5 back. The Rangers in 15, 6 back. The A's in 2012 are 9 games back. And the Twins in 06 were 11 games back after the All-Star break and came back and won their divisions. And that's and that's not counting the 15 Cubs and 14 Royals and 07 Rockies that were, you know, anywhere from 5.5 to 8 games out and went to the World Series that year. So I think you have to trust the team that you have. You have to make prudent decisions that are going to impact the team this year and beyond. And, I still have great confidence in this team. I know that the coaching staff has great confidence in this team, and I know the players have great confidence in themselves. But, hey, this isn't a try. You've heard me say this a million times. It's not a try hard league. This is not a, hey, we played great, we hustled, we lost in 10 to the Brewers type of league. You got to win. This is a game that you have to win games, and that's how we're judged, and that's how we're going to be evaluated, and that's how we should be. But this is a good team that needs to play better. Hey, there's nobody sugarcoating this thing. Our starting pitching since June 1st has been poor, with the exception of Max. I think we're 3-17 as our starting pitchers in that time frame. We're not offensively efficient. Our bullpen has been overused and overtaxed just because we've got starters going, less than 5 innings on a consistent basis. So everyone's got to step up. Pitchers got to pitch better. Players got to play better. GM's got to GM better. We're all in this thing together. And when one succeeds, we all succeed. And when one fails, we all fail. And that's how I look at this thing. You're never going to hear a negative word about a player from me in the media and in the public. But if behind closed doors, they get the message unfiltered and in no uncertain terms, and they know it's time to step up. We've got 5 games before the trade deadline. That's an important milestone, and we've got about 2.5 months left of baseball and 62 games with a 7-game deficit. I get it. I think Fangraphs has us at a 33.6% chance of winning the division. You know, to me, I have great confidence in the team, and I think that you're always one game away from a streak. And God bless this game of baseball, because we got a game this afternoon, and we win this game today, we go to Miami feeling good about ourselves.
I'm not going to ask you what Strasburg and Max were debating, because I know you're not going to tell me first. And second of all, this is what I know, and you know this too. Superstars of teams don't do that unless it's really tense and uncomfortable. And, my question is this: what do you think?
They do it, but they usually don't do it in the dugout.
Correct.
It happens all the time.
Correct. So that was my question. So in the clubhouse, what do you think currently the state of the clubhouse is emotionally?
The state of the clubhouse is great. I think that, like I said before, this is a confident bunch. They're as befuddled as the rest of us are on why they can't consistently win baseball games with the talent that we have. I think that they're frustrated, like everybody else is frustrated, and I think that they're playing with a whole lot of urgency because they know they see the dates going off the calendar, and by some act of God, that we still have some type of puncher's chance to win this division, and I think that. That we're going to grasp onto that and run with that and see if we could put together a string of games that puts pressure on two really talented but young teams ahead of us in the Braves and the Phillies and a team that's done it before 2 years in a row National League East champs, 4 out of 6 years National League East champs, and this is going to be a new challenge. This is a challenge like we've never had here in Washington. I've had it before in other places and been successful doing it. But here in Washington, you know, it's not going to be a 20-game – we're not going to win the division by 20 games this year or 17 games like we have in the past or even 8 games like we did the year before. There's going to be a grind. There's going to be a dogfight to the end, and we'll see what we're made of at the end of this thing. And I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'd rather have it in a different way. Believe me, I'd rather have the season going in a different direction and have an easier road to retain, to be the 3-time National League East champions. But hey, this is baseball, the big leagues. It's not easy to win in this league. I think maybe we took that for granted a little bit in the clubhouse, in the GM box, in the owner's booth, and in the fan base. It's tough to win in this league, and there's other teams that are trying just as hard as we are. And what we've done here for the last 6 or 7 years has been outstanding. But we've got to continue doing it and continue winning games and pull this thing out and be the National League East champ for the third year in a row.
It's time for the Burke and Herbert Bank fan question of the week for Nats general manager Mike Rizzo. Is trading Bryce before the deadline 100% off the table? No chance whatsoever. That from Reggie in Lanham.
Well, there's a lot of things go into that question. That's a question that is tough to answer. It'd have to be something spectacular for a set of circumstances for us to do that. But like I've said before, we're going to do what we have to do to better this team for 2018 and beyond. And Harp's one of the superstars of the game, and he's a guy that is near and dear to my heart personally, and is in Washington D.C. and one of the great players in the game.
All right, let me ask you this, and I'm going to ask you about a specific player, but you got like 9 guys, right? Maybe 10 guys that are be free agents at the end of this year. And this is, and you can apply this to any of the guys. If you think these two factors, I think it's a no-brainer, but if you think, A, look, we're 10 games out or whatever, it's just not going to happen for whatever reason, it just sucks, not going to happen, and B, we either don't want this guy back or we're not going to be able to re-sign this guy. If those two factors there, it's a no-brainer you're going to try to move them, right?
I think that that's a two-part question. I think that if it improves your club for the now and for the future, you certainly have to consider it. And I rarely take into account that about the free agent leaving that you have less of a chance of re-signing him if you wanted him. So to me it was shown, like the Chapman situation with the Yankees. They traded him away and they re-signed him the next year. Those things can happen, all the time with free agents. So I think that, the free agent question is if you're not in the long-term plan, which means you're going to be a free agent at the end of the season, and you improve the club for 18 and beyond, and you can lengthen your farm system and deepen your chances to make a run down the road, I think you have to consider all aspects, and we certainly will. We have in the past. We have we've been buyers at the deadline. We've been sellers at the deadline, and we've been a mixture of buying and selling at the deadline. And I don't see that changing in moving forward this year.
What do you think of the Dodgers pulling the Manny Machado deal?
Great deal. They had a distinctive need. They were in competition with at least two other teams that were in first place at the time, and they came up with the best deal to land the player. So congrats to them. Manny's a great player and a guy that'll help any team, but certainly help the Dodgers.
Did the Orioles get a good haul back based on what you know of those players?
Yes, I'm familiar with the Diaz kid, who is a very high-ranking, expensive Cuban international signing by the Dodgers, and we saw him as recently as the Futures game. He looks like got a chance to be a really good player, and had a couple other guys that have a chance to be helpful and usable major leaguers.
Mike, last question. Are there one or two guys that other teams are actively seeking to acquire from you?
Yeah, I think that we have a lot of good players that a lot of teams are feel that could help them down the stretch drive. And like I said, we're on the phone all the time, trying to make deals, looking at what helps us as a buyer, as a seller, as a mixture. Like I said, we've never been shy at this point of the season, and we'll continue to be aggressive and put together the best product we can to help us win in 2018 and beyond. But we haven't. You guys are talking like we're looking to 2019. I'm looking for to 2:30 today.
Right.
When we play the Brewers.
I got it. Just ask.
You want to win this year and beyond. Thank you, Mike.
I got it. Thank
That's
you,
Mike Rizzo.
I want to win today. Let's win today.
Right.
All right.
Tomorrow we'll worry about tomorrow.
All right.
But
Mike
Rizzo.
I think that's the mindset and how we got to do it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
See Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, general manager of the Nationals.
I'll tell you what. My perspective from that interview. Mm-hmm. 10 seconds. He's open to trading Bryce.
From that, from those answers?
That's what I got.
If you want to chime in on that, you can. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember, dogs, the only way you can take 106.7 The Fan with you, maybe on a summer vacation, maybe on a business trip, is with the Radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere in the United States. Take the Jocks with you. Take the Fan with you with Radio.com. All right, so last week when we played Junkie Shootout on Game Show Wednesday, Jason had a category, which was all his opinion, and you just had to match up with his opinion.
Which I love. I love that category.
So we're going to do that again today because
Which category? Was that hot or not?
Well, I don't think you did that one last week. Maybe you did. Yeah, you did wives and girlfriends.
MLB All-Stars wives, hot or not.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So we're going to do hot or not today on tennis players because you, more than anybody I know the female tennis tour.
I mean,
and we have
a
bunch of tickets to give away to the City Open.
Okay.
Which is coming July 28th through August 4th to the Rock Creek Tennis Center. So we will do that coming up next. You can call in at 945 at 800-636-1067.
Gotcha.
So it'll be opinion.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't know if you think Angela Kerber or Angelique Kerber is hot or not. I don't even know what she looks like.
All right.
She won Wimbledon.
Correct, though.
I'll just say this. Do you have any idea what she looks like?
No.
Do you have any idea if she's a lefty or righty? Are you serious?
I think she's a lefty.
How about I've never seen her play tennis?
Right.
Not for
one
second.
Are you going to use that one or can I burn that one?
No, I don't know what your opinion is. You can use that one.
Not hot.
Oh, she's not hot.
By the way, she could walk down.
Maybe cute, but not hot.
She could walk down.
Athletic.
Any major thoroughfare in D.C. all day long and not one person would recognize her. Not one.
That's true. Yeah, you're probably
not
right.
Did you see the picture of Tiger?
You're a Wimbledon champion.
It looked like he was backpacking through Europe. Like, was he with his kids and they were like doing a little sightseeing or something?
Or his girl.
Was he wearing a Nike hat? It looked like a different hat. I couldn't tell on the picture.
Is he stacking up his kids like firewood, like JP is going to in a one-room apartment in Italy?
Yeah, you think Tiger's at an Airbnb getting fans to send him outlets?
I doubt it.
Cakes. Elisabetta says we have washer-dryer access.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's solid.
Hmm.
You need to take so many pictures
of this spot. By the way, Tiger's girl was at Wimbledon with him, too.
Good.
Yeah, I mean,
good for him.
There. So I guarantee she was with them on this trek through Europe backpacking.
Well, she was there with, it meant the British. We saw that.
Right.
So I'm sure she didn't fly home alone.
Is she on the hot or not list?
Isn't backpacking through Europe? By the way,
No, there are pictures where she looks really
good.
Isn't
backpacking through Europe something you do when you're like 22 years old and you're doing like a gap year after you're done college?
Tiger never did that.
Do through Europe. He might have been backpacking for a day in a mountainous hike.
Do you think Tiger ever wanted to backpack
somewhere
through Europe when he was 22? He was too busy winning majors.
I doubt it was a long excursion. I don't think he was on like a 5-day trip. It just he had a backpack and
a 2-hour hike
and he was trying to hide. Okay. I'm not even sure he was hiking. He just had a backpack on, sunglasses, and a hat. And I think he was trying to go a little incognito.
I hope a little black backpack. Valdez is going to play that for
us. Was he just walking through the city or was he walking through the hills?
I don't know.
No, it looked like the city.
Oh. All right, before the break, Jason brought up something interesting. And we can throw it out to callers. I didn't necessarily interpret it as Jason interpreted it.
Yeah.
But you can chime in at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Clean Lister lines. What Jason interprets from the GM of the Nationals, Mike Rizzo's answer, is that when he says we're going to do what's necessary to win this year and beyond, that he believes he's now willing to deal Bryce Harper.
But when
can we hear the response again?
Hold on. Yeah. What protects him is when he says to win this year and beyond. So trading him might help and beyond, but I don't think that helps you this year.
It's time for the Burke and Herbert Bank fan question of the week for Nats general manager Mike Rizzo. Is trading Bryce before the deadline 100% off the table? No chance whatsoever. That from Reggie in Lanham. Reggie.
Well, a lot of things go into that question. That's a question that is tough to answer. Is it'd have to be something spectacular for a set of circumstances for us to do that. But like I said before, we're going to do what we have to do to better this team for 2018 and beyond. And Harp's one of the superstars of the game, and he's a guy that is near and dear to my heart personally, and is in Washington D.C. and one of the great players in the game.
What I'd say is he could have answered it. No, there's no way we are dealing Bryce Harper. He chose not to. Now he did say it would take a spectacular deal, and it's a tough. He could have said easy answer. The answer is no.
Right.
I think what he said was actually honest. Right. Like, pretty much nobody's untradeable if you give them a spectacular offer.
Right.
Yeah. And basically what I'm saying,
especially when
is,
the guy's hitting 218.
And I think he's probably feeling the same way. The more they lose. So if they lose today and then they play the Marlins and lose the first couple there, I think he's more open to it.
Yeah. If they keep sliding.
So it's not like he came out and said, we are not trading Bryce Harper. He's here to stay for this year anyway. And we're going down with the ship with him or we'll worry about it next year. But he didn't say that. He said anything that helps the team this year and beyond. He also brought up the Chapman thing. Because he doesn't think about Chapman or losing Bryce and then not re-signing him. He says it's possible because Chapman did it with the Yankees.
I thought that was interesting. He doesn't think like, that would piss a guy off and I'll never get him back.
So I'm just saying these are things he hadn't said in the last couple of weeks.
Like I said, he could have said, easy question, no, we're not trading Bryce Harper.
Or easy question, no one's untradeable.
He said that question is tough to answer. I saw Adam Jones a month ago or so from the Orioles actually kind of almost express an interest to be traded and then to return to Baltimore. Like help the team out. Because he knows the team's so bad. Well, but I guess he wants to stay in Baltimore just about Cal's house.
I was going to say, he has a 20,000 square foot house.
No, his point is, trade me, give him some prospects, and I'll come back.
Well, that's what I was saying to you guys earlier. You can get better if you trade Bryce for 5 prospects and maybe 2 of them are high-level prospects, and then you still get him in the offseason. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's possible.
I've seen no market whatsoever from trade rumors that any team is pursuing Bryce Harper.
Well, that's why I asked
him. They probably thought he was unattainable.
Is your phone, are people actively calling you about one or two guys?
I'm sure they're asking for probably Matt Adams, like the affordable guys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who wouldn't want Matt Adams to be a bat off their bench?
No, JP, you're right. For you to get the Bryce Harper deal, you're going to have to get a similar deal that the Dodgers gave Machado.
Right.
I mean, you're going
to have to trade your top prospect.
If not top two.
And then a couple of, really good prospects.
And
teams are probably asking maybe for Murphy because you can rent him, not that expensive, give you a bat, left-handed bat. I think they're probably asking for Matt Adams. I don't know. Maybe Herrera, the pitcher
that
they just acquired.
You don't think they would want Gio, right? Not right now.
No.
Can't rely on him.
You got to be desperate if you want a guy who's walking five guys a game.
I can't trade for him at this point.
You're getting him on the cheap.
It would be guys like Murphy, Herrera, maybe Adams.
If you're the Yankees, you want another bat.
Maybe Madsen.
Off your bench. Adams, perfect. But yeah, see, you're the Red Sox
but
now.
But the more you lose, you got to be. I mean, Mike was pretty honest about that. The more you lose, you've got to be open to trading those guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have to look to improve your team down the line. Even
but then he also
not good this
reeled
year.
Off 27 teams that have been 8-back, 6-back, 12-back. Well, he 100% had a list he was reading from.
Of course.
He went back to the 2006
because he knows,
Twins.
But he knows we're going to ask him that. Yeah. By the way, it wasn't a list of 27. There's a small number of teams.
Right. Well, he kept reeling off teams. He went back as far as like the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happens every few years. But we're at July 25th.
Safe to say he was more prepped than A-Wad was for his TV appearance last night.
Oh, yeah.
Way more prepped.
We're at July 25th, so they've got 6 days.
All right, let's go around the room.
If you're telling me if they go 1-5 in the next six, you're telling me he's not willing to part with some of these
big
names?
Is he going to be a seller? Let's go around the room, bets. Get your money out. Is he going to be a seller?
No, he's not.
Is he going to sell?
He's not.
Why can't he sell and buy?
It
might be like that. It's going to be. It's not going to be a big
wave. Are
they going to
move
wave.
Madsen, Herrera, or anything? Okay, I think we all agree he's not trading Bryce Harper. Does anybody here think he's trading Bryce Harper in a week?
No.
Okay,
no.
So that's probably no money there.
Probably not 1% chance.
Is he going to sell?
I think he's open to it, but no, he's not going to do it.
Is he going to sell like for prospects? Like you know, one of the other guys.
Those are blip moves. The rest of those guys.
My opinion.
All right.
Sell.
Yeah. You think yes?
Yes.
He's going to load some guys.
If they lose like the first two games in Miami and slipped to like 8 or 9 back, he's in sell mode.
But you're not getting a big
because he knows this current group, as much as he like to hype them up over the years, they're just not getting
it
done.
But what if he trades Madsen for like a legit starter? That's not really a sell. That's a right. It's just a trade.
Yeah.
Don't buy.
He's in sell mode.
I mean, you got to give up
he's
something.
He's verging towards sell mode.
Will there
at this
be
point.
Just a major leaguer for major leaguer swap, or will it be major leaguer for prospects?
I don't think there's going to be a big move. It's going to be like a meh move. They'll make like a little move.
Yeah,
they
be
need
a big
pitcher. They need a pitcher. They can't go down the
stretch. It'll be like the Herrera type move.
They have no shot. They have no shot to win the division with these guys pitching the way they are right
Correct.
Now. And he knows that.
Correct.
So if you're serious about it, they have to acquire.
Let me ask you this:
pitcher.
Do you think
they have to?
If they go 1-5 in the next six before the deadline,
and by the way, Fetty's poop too. He's right. Not that good.
Right. But if they go 1-5, you're telling me you don't think they're going to sell players?
No, oh, I think they are.
I think they still might acquire.
Because if they go 1-5, they will be 10 games.
I don't understand why they would be
to one of those teams. Well,
why would they be in acquisition mode
selling.
If they're out
is
10
selling?
Games?
Trading a major leaguer for prospects?
Sell.
Yes.
Or because if they swap, let's say they trade Madsen for a starter, that's not really selling.
I don't think he's going to do that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's selling for prospects.
I'm going to say he's not doing that. No way.
I don't think he does.
Dollar cakes, we're in.
Minor moves.
I mean, it's a very nebulous bet, but I'll take it.
Well, we will know if it's a sell move. We'll know if it's a move for now or if it's a move for the future. We'll just know it.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll know.
All right, Jason's hot or not next.
Okay.
You can call it now at 800-636-1067.
I'm saying giveaway. Buyers.
4-pack of tickets to City Open. That's coming up next here on the Junkies. The 8th through August 4th to the Rock Creek Tennis Center. I believe it's 4-pair or 5-pair of tickets. So he said, why don't we do something tennis related?
Maybe Drab can be a ball boy at the event.
We decided to go with Jason's hot or not. He follows the female tennis tour. He knows the players.
I'm not Mary Jo Fernandez.
Right. All they have to do is guess whether you believe a player is hot or not.
Okay. Now, we have to specify, because you can find any picture on the internet where these girls look hot. All right. On the court, are they hot or not?
Okay. It's your opinion anyway.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Whatever you say goes.
It's on court.
Okay.
Yeah, because you go to any website, WTA.com, or they're all made up and they look good, but on the court, they might look different.
All right, let's punch up our first contestant. Very complicated game here.
I might not know all the names.
Let's go to Mac.
I thought you were coming up with the names. That was the whole point.
You didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, that's fine. You can do that in 2 seconds.
AY can do it.
What? Yeah, I got names here. Listen.
All right. All right. Mac Fairfax. Mac, what's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, Adam, you're going to give us the first name of a tennis player. Maybe you can give us a little nugget with it, like she's the 20th ranked player
Jason
in the world.
Jason can Google him, right? Isn't Jason allowed? Or are you just guessing?
No, AWOD's doing it.
Yeah, but if he gives the name,
this game is a disaster.
Well, if I don't know the name, then I'll Google it.
Right, I've got one while he's fiddling around.
You didn't tell me I had to do it. Go ahead.
Ana Ivanović from Serbia. Now we have to go to the listener, right?
Okay. Yes.
He's going to guess.
Right.
Mac, now the listener doesn't have any frame of reference.
No, it's okay. It's 50-50 ball. Mac, do you think Jason believes Ana Ivanović is hot or not?
I'm going to go with a not.
I'm going to say
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go hot.
Yeah. First of all, she's tall. She looks like she's tall. Jason
If they have a Russian-sounding name, he's going to think they're hot.
They're not all hot. Okay. Not all the Russians are hot.
Sorry, Mac.
I don't even know if she is Russian.
She's Serbian.
She said
Serbian.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I said Russian-sounding.
I mean, Eastern Bloc.
Jason likes that body type. It's like long and lean.
You like storks.
You mean nice bodies? Yes, I do.
You know, you like 6'3".
She's not 6'3".
That's what you like.
How tall is she listed? 5'8"?
I think she's 5'10".
All right, that's perfect.
Let's go to Pete in D.C. Pete, what's up?
Oh, actually, she's
six feet tall.
We like six-footers.
Big giant.
All right, Pete, hot or not, AY, do you have a name for us?
Yes, I do. Eugenie.
Bouchard, right?
Yep.
Okay. I
mean, you guys just said first name.
No, we did not.
God, said, you're
you
so dumb. And then you would ask one that's universally thought of as hot.
Offense needs longevity drive.
All right, Pete, what's your answer?
All right, she sounds French. I'll say she's hot.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she's Canadian, well, but
asked you like the hottest, the most popular
so he
one
wins.
Ever.
Would anybody else have just said Eugenie? I said we need a name. Yeah. You asked for just a first name.
Offense needs longevity drives.
I don't even know if he knows what longevity means.
It's a great line.
Do you know what longevity means?
Yeah, like long lasting.
Use it in a sentence.
I mean, that was easy. You just did.
Use it in another sentence.
All right. The junkies have radio longevity.
You can barely say it.
We got it.
I mean, you're right, though.
I am right.
You actually used it in context.
Dumb,
he had no confidence is the thing.
It just falls
real
apart.
Quick, thank God that anytime I think I'm dumb, I can just think of anyone.
Because we all pretty much know. Did you do any prep for the interview yesterday? Meaning, did you have any information you planned on using on Sports Talk yesterday?
Yeah, I had a whole spiel about the Wizards this season, and we got to it right at the end.
No, not a spiel.
Did you, like, jot down any notes or anything?
Like, statistical notes? No.
Just anything?
No. Yeah. I give just the fan perspective.
So that means you can just be stupid.
That's think like, about it.
That's
most fans aren't that smart, you know.
Right.
Well, you fall into that category. Trust us.
Offense needs longevity drives.
That sentence has never been spoken ever before.
That's the best sentence that's ever come out of his mouth.
Yeah. The only time those words are ever structured together. All right, let's go to David in Poolsville. David.
Yeah, you guys pick on AWOD too much.
You think? You don't think he deserves it when he says longevity drives? He doesn't deserve it?
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but you guys pick on him a lot.
So,
it makes good radio. I enjoy it.
Well, that's the point. So you like it.
That's the point.
I like it, but I'm just...
Finished.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Paul in Arlington. He likes something, yet he complained about it. Paul
Morning,
in Arlington.
John.
All right, hot or not... Adam Epstein, can you give us a full name of a tennis player, a female tennis player?
All right, Madison Keys.
I don't answer yet, Jason.
Nah, he doesn't think that.
You know what?
Hold on.
I'll say no.
Really cute, but not hot.
Paul, you're a winner. Congrats.
She's kind of got it like a big. She's got a kind of a horse mouth.
She got a little like she got a teeth thing going.
Yeah, but you know what? I think she's cute. But she's not hot.
I would agree.
If she fixed her teeth, she might have a shot.
Yeah.
50 years of professional tennis in D.C. featuring world-class tennis, including Andy Murray, Caroline Wozniacki, Sloane Stephens, and more. Tickets on sale now. You can get details at thefandc.com/contest.
She got some big old chompers.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Jason, she is 25 years old. She is from France. Her name is Kristina Mladenovic, and she's, big surprise, 6 feet tall.
Where is she ranked?
I don't know.
I don't know that name.
All right, you got to Google her.
All right. Well, I'll just give you a picture. How about that?
All right, so she's hot.
Well, it depends on the picture.
You should have punched up a contestant first. You guys are the worst.
I don't. Yeah, but you know what? I don't know her.
All he cares
it's
about
gotta be, it's got to be someone I know.
Is finding out if Jason thinks she's hot. All right, so we just
let's punch up a contestant, then we'll go to the next.
Ask somebody else. All right, Andy. Andy calling from Guitar Center. All right.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Andy?
You wanted to get a plug in.
Yeah, you got a plug in. Guitar Center?
Didn't we get a bunch of stuff from Guitar Center when we were
20 years
band?
Ago? We started a band. Yeah. Andy, which Guitar Center do you work at?
Alexandria.
Nice. Do you run it? Are you a manager or something?
I'm an ops manager, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Very cool. Because right. I'm just surprised. Why didn't you just say Andy from Alexandria?
I know, right?
He wanted the plug.
I didn't want the plug.
He called from the landline there. It says Guitar Center. I like that.
Got it. All right.
Now you're throwing me under the bus. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. You
Andy, hot or not, Adam Epstein, do you have another full name of a female tennis player on tour?
This 26-year-old from Italy, 5'6", 119 pounds, Camilla Giorgi.
Camilla.
The voice of the millennials, like the whole like
Giorgi? How do you massage spell anything. Name?
First of all, he botched her last name.
Thanks for being on, George.
How do you spell the last name?
It's Giorgi, but yeah, go ahead.
Giorgi.
Andy.
All right, so you know who... You know who he's talking about.
Massage anything.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say not hot.
So
cute,
hot.
But not hot.
No, so hot.
Really?
Sorry. On court. Now remember, on court, really hot.
Man.
Sorry, Andy.
I'm going to say cute.
No, she might be.
Yeah, I'm going to say cute, not hot.
On court.
But you don't even know what she looks like.
Yeah, I know what she looks like.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Either way, Andy, you didn't match up with Jason. That's the
way
you're
fair enough. Big fella.
We can do one more.
What color hair does she have?
Get back to the Les Pauls.
She's blonde.
Yeah, he does know. How do you know?
Because I watch tennis too sometimes.
She was playing Serena, I think, at Wimbledon.
Yeah, I'm going to say cute, not hot.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah. All right.
On court,
she's
a smoke show.
So he's into guitar solos and female tennis players. Andy.
Right.
I would have bet $1 million he didn't know who she was. All right, let's go to Denson calling from Greenbelt. Like the mobile.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Denson.
Hot or not, here's the name from... Cakes, you have one?
Sure. I've never heard this name before. Pauline Parmentier. Parmentier from France.
Pauline.
I'm going to say... I think Jason's going to say hot.
I think Jason's going to say...
Not hot.
I think
I'm
looking at the pictures.
Sure, he's going to say not.
I'm going to say he's going to say not hot.
Okay,
Pauline Parmentier?
Yeah. I'm sure that's not how you pronounce her name.
You know what? Not hot. On court, not
right.
hot.
I'm going to say not hot.
So I mean, he loses.
You could probably find a picture where she might look hot, but not on court.
Most
nice attempt.
All right,
we'll hey, guys, call. I can also hook you up with IT services.
IT services?
What do I need an IT service for?
We got to run, Denson.
At Money Metal Cakes
well, he's
on Twitter.
Being nice, though. You got a plug. He's now offering you IT services. All right, I get it.
All right, hey. 10th caller, 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with those tickets. Thank you to Mike Rizzo.
Are the Nats going to win today? At 5 o'clock, are they winners or losers?
Losers.
Losers.
Win.
Losers.
Stop.
Losers.
They're going to die.
Right.
Grand Danny,
they're just big fan losers. Fans.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.